With the delicate tread of the acrobat she once was, Daria moves through the ruins of her home. The fashionable townhouse near Bucha, outside Kyiv, was the result of years of hard work as an international circus performer. Its loss, along with all her belongings, continues to overwhelm.
When you lost everything, you don't have words, normal words. It's just, you don't want to, actually, you don't see the some sense for life.
Daria now lives here in a Polish-built container village a short distance away. And she's decided to share her story with researchers from the Museum of Civilian Voices. An online resource, the museum, records the experiences of Ukrainians after Russia's first invasion and the annexation of Crimea in 2014. It contains more than 66,000 testimonies.
As much as it is about preserving the wartime accounts of Ukrainian civilians, this project is also about therapy and healing. It's about giving every person who wants it the opportunity to speak and be heard.
People line up to take part. Valentina speaks emotionally, not about her own loss, but the pain she feels for the whole society. It's a kind of nationwide mobile therapy couch, offering brief moments in the anonymity of war that mark each experience as personal and important.
You know, I felt relief because I was able to say what was in my soul, what I probably haven't properly processed yet.
We need this help. We really need it. It's so hard for us to explain what we've experienced and what we've lost. In one moment, what you invested everything in, it's gone. And you have nothing left. It leaves you empty inside.
Valentina ends with a poem she wrote. To have life in peace, it's called, where everyone is familiar and all share a love of the motherland. There is comfort, too, in knowing that each individual account of loss is shared by so many. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Bucha.
And you can watch more of those powerful testimonials by more than 66,000 Ukrainians mentioned in Jonah Hull's report at civilvoicesmuseum.org.